Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we have Gabriel Fields live here in the studio. And we can never forget about you. He is so awesome, you guys, over here on this sound system, keeping it all together. Let's give it up for Alan.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you for everything you do every single week, keeping us live here on the air. And we're going to bring him a Ready to Win t-shirt because we come in here every week with these t-shirts. He's like, I want a t-shirt. So we're going to get some more t-shirts Ready to Win made up so that we can bring one to Alan. But we hope you guys are out there having an awesome and blessed day today. We are the Giveaway Foundation, where we help connect families and children to the resources they need for those families that have special needs children. And so we just love what we do. And today we have a little bit different show planned for you. I'm going to give you a little history on how the Lord has used music in my life to be such an inspiration, and how God used Gabriel to bring the music out of me on our journey with autism. And I'm excited to share with you guys some of these songs and just exactly how the Lord did it, because every single song has a story.
Yes.
My mom had me in voice lessons, and my grandparents used to take me back and forth up the highway from this little small town. We lived in Ottawa, Kansas, my whole life. And I never thought that we would be singing and doing all the things that we do today. But I can see now that God's hand was still up on us, and he was leading us and guiding us all along. And so we're going to start our show off like we do every other show, and that's going to be with some inspiration from Pastor Dab. Pastor Dab, take it away.
All right. And I'm just so truly thankful to be here, and thank God for another opportunity to be here this afternoon. And like Star said, she has had a journey with music, and I always had a love for music. And I didn't get vocally trained or anything, but I always had a love for music, so I instilled that into my daughter at a very young age. So she's been singing all her life, and I always used to buy microphones and speakers, and so it kind of helped groom her for where she was headed. So today we're just so thankful to the Lord, and that's what we come to do, to just encourage you on your journey today and throughout the week. So the word says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And that is Psalms 100. It's a familiar Psalms, but it's so true. I think it's going to apply to what we're going to be talking about today, about worshiping the Lord and coming to his courts with praise and just giving God the honor, the glory, and the praise, because he is surely do it.
Yes,
and if we always acknowledge that the source, then he always will provide the resources. And if we always go to the throne of grace daily and seek God first, then he will make provision for us and lead us and guide us in truth and righteousness. And that's for his name's sake. So we just come this morning to rejoice and to sing and to encourage you today.
That's right.
So
that's it.
Have a blessed day.
Yes. And if Gabe gets too loud, they're going to head out of here. But Gabriel is lifting up his voice, too. He says, I got a voice. I'm going to lift it up.
He loves to sing. So
and he loves singing.
We'll see
and
how this
noises.
Goes.
Yeah. So like mommy said, I've been singing for a long time, and she always made sure that I was really involved in a lot of different musicals and different activities as I was growing up. And so it's just a blessing that the Lord would use this music to help me right now whenever I had Gabriel and Grace and we went through everything that we went through with that, that he would use music to help to I think he used it really to help to keep me from falling into depression. I know he did I was just so, I felt like I was so broken. Because you guys have to understand, like, my life, I've had like this totally sheltered life. I grew up in this small town, and you have parents that, you know, my mom worked really hard. She was a single parent to make sure I had everything I needed. And then my grandparents stepped in, and by the time I was in grade school, they were bringing me my lunch every day to school. I mean, I was kind of like, I guess, a little spoiled. So, if that maybe understatement,
pampered, huh?
A little pampered. And so, you know, and then I got married when I was 18, 19, something like that. And almost 20 years now. So that tells you my age. And so I got married when I was so young. And so I went from being spoiled and pampered from mommy to then I got married and Quentin took over. And so I've never really had any like major devastating thing happen. And then when Gabriel and Grace, they were twins, born at 1 pound and 10 ounces, it totally changed everything. I mean, that was like one of the biggest devastations I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I know. And I know it's hard because, you know, as a parent, nobody wants to see their, you know, when you love your children, nobody wants to see their children sad. And I just had to pray. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to do to help my daughter, you know, when we lost Grace. In fact, I was so sad and grieving, I didn't know how to help me but cry out to the Lord. And so I asked the Lord, how can I help her? And he said, just be present. Just be there with her. You don't have to say nothing. Just be there. So she knows that you're right there supporting her. And the way a lady even asked me yesterday, she said, well, how did you get through all that losing a grandchild? And I said, this is how the Lord gave me peace. He said, I have your grace and I left my grace, and my grace is sufficient for thee. And so that thing set me free. That gave me peace. That released me. That let me know that everything was going to be okay. And I just needed to be right there. So, and for Star and Mr. Gabriel to help them on their journey and just to be there for support. And I'm still here supporting them and just being a vessel, an open, willing vessel that's ready to serve and to do whatever they need me to do. And that's, I know that's my assignment from the Lord. So, you know, just stay encouraged and just know that you too can make it.
Yeah. And that's exactly, you know, that's exactly what happened. She was right there. So even though we did go from planning for twins to then planning a funeral and losing Grace, and then Gabriel was still in ICU fighting for his life.
Yeah.
And you guys, I had a whole different career. I was, top sales director with Mary Kay. I was driving my pink Cadillac. I was, you know, pumping milk, driving down the highway in a pink Cadillac, you know. And I had this whole career and all these dreams and things that I was going to accomplish with that. I thought that that was going to be the direction that I was going to take in my life, and that I was going to do that forever. And I don't know. It's just like music started to kind of come in, and then my purpose got redefined. I've always loved to encourage people, and that group of people was mostly women. I love to encourage them and to inspire them and let them know that they were valuable, that they were beautiful. And I did that using cosmetics, but really using my personality and everything that the Lord had put in me. And that was just the vehicle that I used, was the Mary Kay Cosmetics. And soon, when Gabriel started to get diagnosed with autism and life began to slowly change little by little by little, it slowly was like God slowly separating me from everything that was my normal, and it became a new normal.
Right.
And so I was like, wow, I didn't have the same zeal for it. I started to realize that I had a lot of really gigantic things that were way more important than what I was normally doing. Normally I would be so focused on everything else that I had to do because I had to meet sales quotas. And I'm like, how did these sales quotas are not as important as my real life, as what's going on in my family, as what's going on with in my world right now, because that used to be my world. And then my world changed. And so I can remember the very first song the Lord gave me. I was in Gabriel's room and he always made a mess. It was like, it was not just a mess like a normal, mess. You know what I mean? Because all kids make messes. But this was like the mess that nobody wants to talk about. The real mess that's all over the wall and everything was everywhere. And I was just sitting there having a pity party. I was really feeling bad. I was like, I cannot believe this is my life. And I know that there's so many people out there.
Yes.
You guys have had this moment where you looked up to the Lord and said, why me? Why did you do this to me? I can't believe this is my life. And how in the world did I get here to this pow? I felt like Cinderella. You know what I mean? I'm like, I was supposed to be rich, Lord, and I'm broke. I was supposed to be skinny, Lord, and I'm so overweight. And, you know, I was just like having one of those days. You know how it just feels like nothing is going the way you planned it. And the Lord gave me my very first song. And I remember I called my mom and I said, Mommy, listen to this. This sounds like a song. Does this sound like a song? I had never wrote a song before, ever. I never, ever planned on writing a song. You know, that was not in my agenda. And the first song the Lord gave me was, There's a Star Inside of You. And I was like, wow, this is it. There's a star inside of you. And that was really my message to myself and my message to all of you out there. There is a star inside of you.
There's a star inside of you. You can reach your dreams they will come true. There's a life of abundance that's been promised to you. All you gotta know, there's a star inside of you. Don't you go by what you see. Life can make you feel like giving up your dreams. Oh, it gets hard and it gets rough, but there's a miracle you can't see. All you gotta know, there's a star inside of you.
And
All right.
There is a star
inside
of you.
There's a star inside of you, you guys. And that's what the Lord told me that day when I was in that pile of clothes. Say, Lord, how in the world did you do this to me? But God has truly taken us from frustration to exclamation. He will do the same thing for each and every one of you. And that is my message to the world. That was the first song that the Lord gave me, that there's a star inside of me. There's a star inside of you. And that's really what I want to share with people. Whenever I meet people, I want them to know that there's something so special on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. You just got to tap into that thing, that thing, believe in yourself so that you can continue to keep on keeping on. And so that's really truly my message to the world. There's a star inside of you.
Yes. Now, I remember when you called me at work and went, Mommy, does this sound like a song? And I said, yes, that is a song.
And my dream was to get that song to Disney. Like, in my dream, I can see the little princess, you know, feeling doubtful. And then here she comes. Or even Finding Nemo. I said, I don't care if it's a fish or a princess. I said, I can see the little princess saying, I can do it. There's a star inside of me. And here comes my music. There's a star inside of you. So guess what, guys? If you know anybody at Disney, we're here. There's a star inside of you. We got the song ready for the next big motion picture, okay?
Yes.
There is a star inside of you. We want to encourage the world with that.
Yes, that's so true. And just know that the word says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that's just what God is doing. He took you off one course in life, mm-hmm. and he put us on a different road. And sometimes it seems like that you're all alone on this journey, but we come to encourage you today to let you know you're not alone, and we're on that same road with you.
That's right. And
we're either behind you, beside you, or in front of you.
Right.
But we're on that road, and we just come to give you hope today to let you know to stay encouraged.
Yeah.
Because there is a star inside of each and every one of you.
That's so true. And you guys, the music that the Lord gave me began to not just encourage myself, but it started to encourage other people. Mm-hmm. And God has just used it and used it and used it to open up so many doors. And soon after God gave me the first song, There's a Star Inside of You, he gave me the second song, because I started to get so excited about what God was doing with this music. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I was waking up now. I hadn't been this excited in a while, because I, you know, remember I was having my pity party, and I was like, here I am. I'm stressed out because I was 50 pounds overweight. Okay. I was financially in the worst financial position I had ever been in my life. And it's because, you know, everything happened all at once. You go from planning for twins to planning a funeral, and you don't feel like working. You know, I couldn't motivate myself to start selling, like, sell. I just couldn't get myself remotivated to do all those things. So now I'm overweight, which makes me feel horrible. I know our weight doesn't define us, but I felt tired all the time. I just felt horrible about myself. My clothes were getting tighter. And every woman can relate when your clothes start getting tired out there, and some men too. And I know it goes into with our self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves. And so I didn't like how I was feeling about myself. And I special needs is starting to cost way more than what I have. And it just was, everything was coming down on me all at one time.
Right, just feel weighted down.
Just felt weighted down.
And I'm sure a lot of people have felt like that in their life on this journey. Sometimes you just feel like it's just too much to bear. But just let you know that if we just cast all our cares upon the Lord, because he truly does care for us.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we need, he makes provision for it. So, yeah, I know it's easy to get in those pity parties, but if you have one, just have one for 1 minute and just go on about
the
business.
And that's it. You got to have one for 1 minute.
Don't stay there.
A lot of people probably think Star never has a pity party. They don't know. I don't have them often, but when I have them, I have them, you know. And so I was dealing with all of those things. And then, you know, I was trying also at that time to find the right place for Gabriel to be as far as like daycare.
Right.
And I remember going in there and I would see all the kids that seemed like they just all knew their ABCs and 1, 2, 3 and all their colors and they could talk and everything. And I was like struggling trying to find the right place for him to fit in. And I wanted to find the right place for him to fit in. And it wasn't the right place. I would try this place. It wasn't the right place. I would try that place. And, you know, I was like, and I'm, Lord, why? Here I go again. You know, why am I having to deal with all this? And then the Lord gave me this song, You're Perfect, Just As You Are. I said, I don't have to change Gabriel. I can't change him. I don't have to change myself to be anybody else. I'm perfect just as I am.
Yes.
And so this became my next song of encouragement. To you.
Has anybody told you how beautiful you are? Has anybody told you you could be a superstar? Has anybody told you how special you are? You are perfect just as to dream your biggest dreams. Has anybody told you you have everything you need? Has anybody told you now's your opportunity? You are perfect just as you are. You are perfect just as you are. There's no need for change.
You guys, you're perfect just as you are. So that was the second song that the Lord gave me. You're perfect just as you are. And he let me know that there was absolutely nothing wrong with me. I was fearfully and I was wonderfully made.
Yeah.
You know, and we begin to, that just began to get in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I started to feel good about myself.
Yes.
I stopped having my pity party.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was like, okay, we got to do something about this. I started losing a few pounds. Okay, got that gut going down. And, you know, I started to feel so good.
And I
started to encourage myself. And I started to feel good again about where God had me with Gabriel. And I began to feel like I could make it.
Yes, and we can make it. And with Gabriel.
With God,
all things are possible.
Yes. And you guys seen us with Gabriel right now, you'll be cracking up. We were in here dancing on the break, weren't we, Gaby? We were dancing. Were you dancing with Mommy? He was dancing here to the music because he loves the music. And so he truly...
And Gabriel has a voice, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
And he truly became my inspiration. And he truly became the voice behind mine. And I learned that I would have to use my voice to help people that didn't have a voice.
Yes.
And so I just got so passionate about the cause and really, really making a difference in the lives of those. And I started to get more involved in the community, find out what events were happening to see if I could use my voice to help others. And, you know, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the music. I've always loved music, but it really just took me to a new level, you know.
And you're such a blessing.
Well, of course you're going to say that,
and,
Mommy.
And even Mr. Gabriel, it just soothes his soul when he hears his mother's music. He just calms down. He settles down. He loves her voice. He just loves music. And it just soothes him. I've just seen him just settle down. You know, he just calmed down everything through the music. So there's great things that come out of this music. It inspires and it encourages other people besides you, Star. So I thank you for sharing your music and being a blessing to others.
Right. And that's exactly what God, I know that that's what God wanted. You know, he wanted us to use our voice and use the music to be a blessing. And the funniest thing is when I first started writing all the music, I thought every song was going to be gospel. I thought every song was going to be gospel. Because I said, the Lord gave me all this music. It's all going to be gospel music. And I was so surprised when he gave me the other songs like Girly Girl and I'm in a Good Place and all these different songs. The people loved those songs too.
Yes,
it wasn't,
yes.
You know, they loved all the songs.
Because it's all positive.
It's all positive music with the message. I even
music
have that
on
my business card. You know, I have so many gospel. I actually have like 3 CDs that are unreleased right now. One gospel CD and one inspirational CD, you mm-hmm. know, but all of it is positive music with the message that you can be, you know, when you're driving down the street with your family, you can be so proud to listen to that music and you don't ever have to worry what's going to come out of my mouth. Okay. Right. I feel so good that I can go in and inspire young girls.
Yes.
I mean, it's like God had me already groomed for all of these things to go in and be a blessing.
Right. Blessed to be a blessing
to the community. So we're just so thankful. We're so thankful to the Lord for an opportunity to be able to share this, and you guys can kind of get a little backdrop on my life and how God has transformed me from in second grade singing, "Hey, Mr. Dylan, if you're willing, I'll be more than just a pal to you."
All right.
You remember that?
Yes.
So I went from that when I was in second grade, and we still have the videos and the footage.
We just sit and watch them sometimes and just laugh. And
all the New York medleys and
yes.
all the different songs, and he touched me, and you know, and now God has truly blessed us and given us our own music so
yes.
that we can be a blessing to the world. So you guys stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
This is Star.
Pastor Dan.
And we're ready to win.
Yes, we are.
WTRJ-FM, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston. Listener supported. The Truth. With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A large fire on the top floors of a 6-story New York City apartment building has resulted in 9 minor injuries. New York Fire Chief James Leonard.
At the height of the fire, we had approximately 250 firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics, probably about 75 fire and EMS units on the scene.
Leonard says the fire started yesterday afternoon on the Harlem building's top floor. It was engulfed in flames as thick smoke billowed. An intense search underway in western Pennsylvania for a suspect in the fatal shooting of a police officer. Resident Maria Ceniceros telling KDKA she was sorry to hear that the officer was shot in her neighborhood.
It's scary, really.
You hear that one of your officers is down.
Yeah, that's sad. I mean, I just, it's unbelievable to hear something like that.
The shooting happened shortly after 8 p.m. last night in New Kensington. That's about 18 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. A photo surfaced this week of Senator Al Franken with his hands over the breasts of a woman who was sleeping. It's not clear from the picture whether Franken was actually touching the woman
Arthur Idolaz, a defense attorney in New York, as well as a legal analyst for Fox News, and was asked by SR News this week if what Franken did is actually illegal.
But let's just say he was touching her, that he actually, while she was sleeping or while she's awake, an individual puts their hands on someone else's, any part of their private parts. Technically, in New York, it's sex abuse in the third degree, which I don't want to get overly legal, but it is the lowest crime of the sex crimes. It's only punishable by a very small amount of time in jail.
Idolaz says this incident would qualify as a Class B misdemeanor. Senator Franken did apologize for the inappropriate picture, explaining he was just trying to be funny, and the victim in that case has accepted that apology. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back some of its big gains from the day before. On Friday, a loss of 100 points made it close the week at 23,358.
Thanks so much for making this part of your weekend. Out of the forecast, sunny and pleasant afternoon, high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 62. Sunny for Sunday, afternoon high 72. Clear and cool for Sunday night, low 46. Monday, sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. Tuesday, partly sunny skies, high 74. Wednesday brings us partly cloudy skies, high around 70. And Thanksgiving Thursday, 50% chance of showers, high 68.
All right, you guys, this is Star.
Pastor Dab.
And we are ready to win. All right, we got Gabriel Fields live here in the studio today. So he has something to say. We're trying to, we will encourage him to lift up his voice at all times. Praise the Lord. You got something to say, Gabe? Because these sounds are going to turn into words. And these words are going to turn into sentences. Ain't that right, Gabe?
And the sentences are going to turn into messages.
Yes,
because Lord. He is a messenger.
Yes, he is. That's
His name is Gabriel.
Gabriel's the messenger. So we're so excited. One of the songs I wrote that's going to be on my upcoming album is called You Spoke So Loud, Yet You Didn't Say a Word. And it's not on our playlist for today, but I will share that with you, give you guys a sneak peek of that upcoming album. These songs that you've been listening to today are on my first album called Just the Beginning. And this was the first songs that the Lord gave me, and it was just the beginning. And from there, God has given me like 30 more songs, and we've written them, and we have them recorded, and we're just waiting for things to get finalized so we can start to release them. But we're just excited about what the Lord is doing and being able to share our journey with you through song today. This is just giving you a little bit of history about who we are, where we come from, and how all this music came about.
Yeah.
And so another song that I was thinking about, I remember we were flying back from Kansas. I think we went there for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot said, it's a little turbulence out there. We're going to have to fly 30,000 feet in the air today. We're going to have to fly over the storm. You might feel the airplane get a little shaky, he said, but I promise I'll get you to your destination.
Amen.
And we were flying from Kansas, from visiting grandma and grandpa,
right,
back to Florida. And I remember that song. So by the time I got off of the plane, I encourage you guys, if you you never know when the Lord's going to give you an idea, just use your voice recorder. That's what I use on my cell phone, my little voice recorder. I use that little voice recorder just to capture my ideas at the very beginning. So by the time I got off that plane, I had, fly, 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 fly over the storm.
All right.
And I remember I was like, oh my God, I love that. And then I had it, you know, every time I turn around, something's trying to hold me down, you know? And so I had this whole song, Fly Over the Storm, written from this experience on the airplane. But it is so true in our life. There's turbulence.
Yes.
There's highs, there's lows. Sometimes we don't know if we're going to make it, but God promised he'll never leave us or forsake us.
That's
you
right.
know? And so this is the Fly Over the Storm. We're going to share this song with you, Fly Over the Storm. Trying to hold me down. It seems like it's one thing after the other.
as I try to move further, but I gotta hold on to God's unchanging hand. Since he brought me out the last time, he'll do it again. I'm gonna fly, 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 fly over the storm. Nothing's gonna stop me, I'll just keep pressing. Don't look to the left. Don't be distracted by every test. Challenges come to make you strong. You make it if you keep holding on. I'm gonna fly, 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 fly over the storm. Nothing's gonna stop me. I'll just keep pressing on.
All right, fly over the storm.
Yeah.
And that's what God will do with you. He'll get you out of harm's way and take you over the storm.
Won't he do it?
Yes, yes, Lord. He will. And hallelujah. So we are so thankful for that. So that song the Lord gave me while we were actually flying over the storm. Literally. And it's just amazing. And so you guys can just see through this journey that the Lord just began to speak to me, give me all these songs, and doors begin to open. I'll never forget that. We got to open up for Yolanda Adams with this song when she came to Jacksonville. And I think that was in 2013 or when they had a Black History program here. And we got to open up for her. And that was such an amazing, amazing, amazing experience in my life. I've had, so the music then started bringing all these great experiences. I was like, unbelievable. I was like, wow, you never know just by hearing a song in your dreams and taking heed what the Lord will do through that,
Right.
So that was Fly Over the Storm. Gabriel wants the music to start back again. He's like, get the music playing again. And I just want to tell you guys, today is my grandparents' anniversary. They're 60. If they were both living, they would have been married 67 years today.
Yes.
And one of the songs that I wrote on my CD is called I Hope You're Proud of Me. And I wrote this song for my mom, and I wrote it for my grandparents, and just as it's a tribute, because all of your family that pours into your life. I had a great childhood and just great aunts and uncles and you know, just a wonderful grandparents and just that protect you and take excellent care of you. And so it was just such a wonderful environment to grow up in. And I just think that when you get it's all said and done, you just really want you want your family to be proud of you.
Yeah.
And I remember I wrote this song for my mom and my just all of my family that has poured into my life to make me the person that I am today. And not only do we want our parents to be proud and our grandparents, but we want God to be proud.
Yes.
And so this song says, I hope you're proud of me.
Yes.
Because you sacrificed
hope you're proud of me.
Yes.
Isn't that what we want to hear?
Yes.
God say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Yes. And we want our parents to be proud.
Yes.
And Mommy, I hope you're proud of me.
Yes, I am proud of you,
Star. She always tells me, I'm so proud of you.
And I hope I made my parents proud, too. And
yes.
You know, I think that should be every child and parent's desire to make, you know, their family proud of them, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm so thankful that my parents were married for 62 years, and my mom's been passed for 5, and Dad just passed last year. And so I miss them, and today would have been their anniversary, so I just want to rest in peace.
That's it.
Earl and Georgetta Bartlett, they raised me well, and I tried to do the best that I could with doing the same for my daughter, Star. So.
And that's exactly what she's done, and I know that Grandma and Grandpa were proud. And I actually got to sing that song at their funeral, for my grandpa's funeral. I sung
yes.
that song, and then even I went and sung it for one of my other dear friends. Her mom had passed, and actually went all the way up to New York to sing that for her mother's
right.
Homegoing celebration. And you know, it just really, really fit. It really fit, and it just
yes.
that the words that mean something to them, to make your parents proud. So they were really blessed by that.
And I'm so proud of you, Star.
And I'm proud of you too, and thank you for everything. You know, so we have been on this journey, you guys, and y'all can see that the music has just come. Every song has its own story.
Yes.
And in that song, I say, you work so very hard so I could have the best everything I ever asked for. You always said yes. And that's my mom. I mean, everything I ever wanted, you guys, she always was a find a way, make a way type of mom to make sure I could get it. And even down to
that's just God.
Even down to I wanted a monkey. Seriously. And the only reason that we didn't get the monkey, because she was going to get the monkey for me.
Yeah.
But the only reason that she didn't get the monkey, because she said, Star, I was going to get the monkey for you. But I went and talked to the veterinarian and researched it. And the people said it costs a lot of money to keep their teeth pulled. And if you don't keep their teeth pulled, that they bite you, they could have germs and this, that, or the other. So she didn't get the monkey for me. We just had to stick with dogs and cats and birds, you know.
And fish.
And fish. But she was going to get it. I mean, I remember I told Mommy, if you don't get me a car, I'm not going to school.
Now, that was the spoiled part.
That was the spoiled part. Nobody knows that spoiled stuff. That was 14. If
14
I don't have a car,
old.
I'm not going to school. I'm just not going to school.
She even laughs at herself now when she hears herself saying
I can't believe I said that. Oh, my gosh.
But thanks be to God, I got her a car.
She got me a car.
Convertible.
Convertible. Like I was Barbie. It was, you know. So we've had so much fun. And
yes.
just wanted to share with you guys how the Lord has given me this music and how it has been a blessing. And, you know, every song has a story. And you guys, everything that's going on in your life, we all have a story. When I even sing Girly Girl, I say, I'm a girly girl with a story. We all have one.
Yes.
What's yours? Because we all have a story. You
yes.
know, we're on our journey with autism. You might be on your journey with something else. Everybody's on their own journey. But the thing about it is we are more alike than we are different.
That's so
and we're,
true.
Like you said earlier, we're all on the same road, you know. So we just have to learn how to live together, love each other, and make the best out of
right.
it.
Right. Help one another along the way.
It's so true. Help mm-hmm. one another along
Don't
the way.
Don't leave one stranded on the side of the road and you keep going.
You keep going.
When you know you could have did something to help them get moving too.
That's so true. That's so true. So yes. we'll play one more song and then we're going to finish it up with some, just a few announcements that we have for these next upcoming weeks. I know Thanksgiving is next week and we are just so thankful to the
yes.
Lord for another Thanksgiving. So we'll play one more song. This song we're going to play is Faith Enough to Believe. And I'll tell you how I got this song. Mommy was preaching. Or shall I say Pastor Dab? Okay. Pastor Dab was preaching. And she was saying, you got to have faith enough to believe. You just got to have faith enough to believe that God's going to do what he said he would do, you know?
Yes.
And I was like, okay. That thing just grabbed a hold of me. And I went into the bathroom and here I go. faith enough to believe it will get better.
Grab hold of faith. Yes.
You know, I grabbed a hold of that word right there, you know, because it did, because I knew that if it was going to get better, I had to have faith enough to believe. And this was right after I had just left the doctor's appointment, and the doctor told me he's not going to get any better. He's not going to ever talk. He's not going to do this. He's not going to do that, you know, and Gabriel was only 2 years old. So that's what I got at when he was 2 years old, somebody trying to come and kill and steal my joy.
Right.
And I've been on this. That was only 2 years into the journey, you guys. But that song, I Know Faith Enough to Believe, I grabbed a hold of faith. And you know what? I still believe God. God is able.
Yes, he is.
He's so able to do. He can do anything but fail.
That's
and
right.
I didn't care. After I wrote that song and I grabbed a hold of that faith, I didn't care what anybody said. I knew I had faith enough to believe. And I know that that's what we have to hold on. We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and we have to keep the faith.
Keep
no
the
matter
faith.
What it looks like.
That's right.
I'm going to keep the faith all the way to eternity. I'm keeping the faith.
That's right.
until I'm out of here, I'm still believing God can.
Amen.
He's able. If he does it or not, that's on him.
Right.
But he's able
that's
to
right.
do it. And that's what I stand on and believe God
that's
for
right.
every single day.
Keep standing
so
on God's promises.
Keep the faith, you guys out there. This song is called Faith Enough to Believe. Faith enough to believe it will get better. Faith enough to believe this storm I'll weather. Faith enough to believe I'll make it over. Oh, I've gotta keep the faith. Faith enough to believe God understands my every situation and circumstance. He's in control of my life. Faith enough to believe I'll have victory. Oh, I've gotta keep the I
just keep the faith.
Noteworthy Live Band is back and better than ever. For our third Saturday showing at Jazzland Cafe, conveniently located at 1324 North University Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida, we've added dynamic new vocalist Star Fields, together with the soulful rhythmic stylings of Maria Brown. We've got Mo Better covers, jazz standards, and original music for your listening pleasure. Noteworthy is not just a jazz band. We provide a musical experience for our audience. And so bring your dancing shoes, your best friend, and your party attitude. Come experience Noteworthy Live.
All right, you guys. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed our musical journey today.
Yes.
This is how the Lord has given me so much of the music on our journey with autism. And if you like any of the songs that you've heard, they are available on iTunes and Amazon. Star Fields, Starfields, Amazon's, iTunes, and any place where you can purchase music. And we just love and appreciate you. And I just want to remind you guys that tonight we will be singing live at Jazzland Cafe. You just heard that, 8:30 to 10:30. And we hope and pray that you guys have a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving. And come out and join us. All the proceeds help to support our mission and journey to the Giveaway Foundation as we continue to help other families and children that have special needs.
All right. And just have a blessed Thanksgiving. Do something nice for your neighbor. Do something nice for somebody you don't even know. Just do something. It's the season of giving and showing that you care for others. So just be thankful for what you have and also be a blessing to others this Thanksgiving holiday.
That's right.
And be safe.
That's right. Be safe. And we're going to be safe. And we love you guys. We thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. This is Star.
Pastor Dad.
And we are
ready to win.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.